Have all of you, have you put your keys down somewhere?
Always.
You go to get them, and they're gone.
I just did this
on
the show.
And then you come back, and they're there. Yeah, but you're a magician. I mean, for real, they
disappear. Yes, it's called hypnotic blindness. I just did a thing utilizing hypnotic blindness last week where I made them not see a motorcycle that was sitting center stage.
And it was really there.
It was really there. Yes, yes. I didn't move it at all. I hypnotized the audience, hypnotic blindness, and I told them the keys. You think they're there. It's your mind does that to your senses.
Yeah.
And the motorcycle, I made them hypnotically blind. People at home didn't even see the motorcycle there. I told them to stare at the negative space and write down the first color, an item. They did it. I snapped them out of it. The motorcycle was there, and they freaked out. The interesting thing, that wasn't the trick. They were freaking out. My whole trick was a prediction where people just wrote down random numbers in the audience. We added them together, and the numbers were the license plate on the motorcycle that had been there the whole time. It's called hypnotic blindness. It's absolutely real, and I've had it happen to me with the keys.
So that does happen to people.
Yes,
it really does. I like it. How many times did I forget? You guys, 4 weeks were out here. I
many,
forgot.
Many times.
Yeah. Well, what does the mind see in place of the object? Because it looks like a full table, for example, or whatever, like in the motorcycle. What did they see? The ground? Where the motorcycle should have been?
Yeah, oh no, absolutely. That's exactly what they saw. And we had it. We actually, when we first did it, somebody walked into it without seeing it.
And
so
hit
we
it?
Had to put stanchions up around it to protect the celebrities so they wouldn't try to walk through the center
that
of the box.
That is amazing.
Yeah. But it's the same. It's what Jim does. Jim, it's mind over matter. Jim sticks his hand in a real wolf trap or bear trap, too. And it's unbelievable what you can, you know, focus on and accomplish. You use like 5% of your mind.
If
you know, you're lucky. Yeah. It's amazing.
What's amazing is a lot of the people that watch the show or watch us, they think it's a trick. They think the audience is in on it or the people that you use. And
nothing's set up.
Yeah, nothing was set up on that whole show phenomenon because we weren't allowed to use. There was a guy named Banachek that would monitor us to make sure we don't prearrange anything and no tricks.
Who's brilliant, by the way. He works with Chris Angel. Banachek is an amazing
guy, and he helped us out. And like, because I hear you go on these different websites, oh, the trap was a trick. That wasn't a real trap.
It was a real trap.
Everything
I'm telling
was real.
You. George, look.
Did anybody get hurt on the set?
My fingers
at all?
Are
yes.
from that.
I got hurt on the set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you? What happened hurt. To you, Angela?
I've got a little bloodiness here on my arm. Apparently, I hurt myself with the chainsaws today. I don't know exactly what I did, but when I went back to the dressing rooms, I noticed I was bleeding.
Oh, that's dangerous.
But I also burned myself.
My middle finger. On the wolf trap, practicing.
Yep. Oh, my God.
These are
Aaron Raven got bit by an actual snake.
Yes.
Thankfully, not a venomous one.
So things happen.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to that guy who went nuts?
Oh, Jim.
He's a great guy. Yeah. Jim Callahan is
what
a great guy.
What happened to him?
He's a great guy.
He wanted to win so badly, I guess.
Well, nothing to do with winning. Jim is...
he's a master of controversy.
Yeah. He's a little different than us, all right? He's,
that was not a setup?
No, that was not set up.
In fact, the whole show, and you both can back me up on this, when they talk about rehearsals, which Tim Vincent, great host, by the way, you know, Tim Vincent, the very sexy Englishman.
This
is phenomenal. We have to do this with stand-ins so the NBC executives know, like, not the actual stars first. People that they choose that we can't meet before. We have to do everything we do with the stand-ins before they'll even let us use the celebrities, which we're not allowed to see, speak to before the show airs.
It's all very closely monitored.
Yep.
Yeah. Even like today, the Deal or No Deal girls, we weren't allowed to, no setups. Everything, what you see is what
which
you
was
get.
Unfortunate.
Oh, no. You guys were rehearsing with a bunch of bearded men. It was interesting.
Yeah. We used bearded men. It's two big guys.
You have to call them shells.
Yeah. And I even go, now these two young ladies in rehearsal is two big bearded guys. It's so
Tim
funny.
Tim says to them, it looks like you ladies haven't shaved in a while.
Yeah, I love it. So who wins tomorrow's game, Lions-Packers, Jim?
Packers.
I'm from Detroit.
I'm
you know
sorry.
That.
Sorry.
Thanks.
And I think Indianapolis is going to go on to win.